My feet can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. I'm slowly drifting away.
Dude, I love this song. I've kind of gotten into electronic dance music, and this is by Mr. Probs or Probes, and it's called Waves. And this song is, oh, I love this song. All right, that's not why we're here. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gygax. I'm here with Michael Brazemley.
Hi, everyone.
All right, and we are going to talk about how on Sunday, the contract still applies.
Yes, definitely does.
Yeah, so on Sunday, you have the exact same rights that you have every other day of the week. So, Michael, if you work in a larger installation where you have a four-hour work hour guarantee, what's your work hour guarantee on Sunday?
Same.
It is four hours. That is correct.
Okay.
Yep, that's 4 hours. And if you have a supervisor who is abusive to you in your regular station on Tuesday, you can go to your union steward and have them file a grievance on that.
Yes.
What if they're abusive to you on Sunday?
Then you can also write a statement and give it to your steward so that
they can file a grievance. Yep. Right. Mutual respect or a joint statement,
yep,
anything like that. Yep. All of that stuff applies.
Still applies.
Right. What about do you know the name of the memo off the top of your head that says there's no street standard for speed and for walking and stuff like that?
That would be Memorandum 1769 and Memorandum 1664.
1664. I almost was going to say 1664, but I didn't want to be wrong.
You're going to get that these days.
Now, do those memos apply on Sunday?
Of course.
You damn right they do.
Article 19 says that all handbooks, manuals, and
carry the weight of contract.
All the contracts, yes.
Yep, that's exactly right. And so let me ask you this. On Sunday, when your supervisor tells you that you have to deliver 32 packages an hour, is that true?
Wrong.
That is wrong.
Because it takes however long it takes on your time.
It takes however long it takes. That is exactly right. There is no standard. There is no metric for how many packages per hour or how many per minute or anything like that. And if you work more than 6 hours on Sunday, do you get a lunch?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you get a lunch. You get 2 10-minute breaks. All that same stuff applies on Sunday. There is nothing in that contract or in your local memorandum, or at least there shouldn't be, that says void on Sunday.
Yeah. You can still do no lunch. You just make sure you fill out the right form saying you're doing
right,
no lunch.
So that you get paid for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep.
Well, then you don't want them to take out 30 minutes that you worked.
Right. Yeah. Because just like on any other day, when you hit 6 hours, they're going to deduct 30 minutes out of your pay.
No matter what.
Yeah. So you might as well, you better work or take that lunch because you're not getting paid.
Unless you've put in a request for no lunch.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's it, guys. Right. Don't be intimidated into being abused on Sundays. You are a full union member on Sunday, just like any other day. Now, here's a question that you may not know the answer to, and I don't know the answer to it either. All right, so you work, we'll use our own stations as an example. Say we're both stewards. You're a steward at Westridge, I'm a steward at East. But our hub for Amazon is at Sunrise. So if there's an issue on Sunday, who files that grievance?
Your steward.
Oh, so if it's a carrier from my station who goes to Sunrise on Sunday, I would file the grievance?
Yes.
Or does it have to be a Sunrise carrier?
No, you do. The reason for it is that you're back to your station, so your steward needs to file that grievance.
Yeah, see, I thought it might be...
No.
Okay, well, there you go, right? This is why we ask Michael these questions.
We're in the same installation, right?
Yeah, same installation.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is why it's important to answer these questions. Yep, exactly. All right, guys, so again, every right that you have the rest of the week, you have on Sunday. So... thank you guys very much for checking in. I'm Alan Gygax. He's Michael Brazemley. This is the Postal Stand-Up. And we're going to get back to a little more Mr. Probes. Oh, got to turn the volume up. Wave after wave, wave after wave.